story. First of all, can you talk a little bit about how this all came together? Was it quickly, or did it kind of develop over the course of the off season?
Yeah, it developed. It developed. Well, I first want to say good evening, and thanks to the New England Patriots for giving me an opportunity to continue playing football in the National Football League, something that I've always wanted to do. Been doing it for a long time, and I want to say thanks to Coach Belichick and his staff for believing in me and giving me an opportunity. And in terms of the signing, yeah, it was something that had been brewing over the offseason. My agent had been talking with the Patriots diligently, and I had an opportunity to talk with Coach Belichick, and it was an outstanding meeting, and I guess they wanted to go back and view and talk about what their plans were in terms of the future and this year. And I got a phone call. My agent said, hey, you know, they want to do something, and here we are. So I think it's a great opportunity, a great organization. I was up there yesterday, had an opportunity to visit with everybody and talk and see the building and just feel the atmosphere and feel the tradition and the history there. So I'm excited.
Hey, Corey, Tom Curran. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I guess the question is, with any 33-year-old receiver, how much you got left from the guy who was a 7-time Pro Bowler, 1-time All-Pro, and was the most productive receiver of the last decade statistically?
I still got plenty of football left to play. I honestly believe that. I train, I prepare that way. I think that way. I carry myself that way. So it's just a matter of continuing giving the opportunity to play and to make plays for the football team. And I think coming to New England, hopefully I have an opportunity to do that. You're talking about, you know, playing with some of the most prolific offensive football players that the National Football League has. And to have an opportunity to fit in with those guys, to learn the offense, I think the sky's the limit. So to answer your question, I still have a lot of football left in me to play, and I'm excited about that. I feel good health-wise. I'm training hard every day and getting myself physically in a position to come to New England and play and to compete and try to help the football team.
Corey, what kind of preconceived did you
go?
Sorry about that. What kind of preconceived ideas did you have about the Patriots before you signed with them?
I saw this organization as a competitive organization, a winning organization. They definitely put a high premium on winning, and you can tell by the way they play, and that's a football team. You know, this is an organization that a guy like myself that's into winning, that's into execution, perfection. It's a organization that I, you know, want to be a part of. And again, I'm excited about it. I'm very humbled. I'm thankful for the opportunity. Now it's just on me to get myself in the best possible condition. Learn how they do things in that organization. Learn how they do things offensively. And try to and try to get in and fit as quickly as I possibly can, to try to emerge and make plays and help us offensively.
Torrey, Ian Rappaport, Boston Herald. We were talking to Kevin Falk, who's a similar age as you recently, and asking him about when he first came in the league, and he sort of laughed and said, you know, he's obviously not as fast as he was, but he's a lot smarter. Do you think you're physically as fast as you were? Are you in that same category as Kevin Falk was saying, as being not as fast, or do you think you can match the skills that you had early in your career?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm 12 years removed, so I'm not as fast as I once was, when I first came into the National Football League, and, I've had a knee surgery, so that's kind of slowed me down in a sense. But, I still have enough speed, enough sense of urgency, enough game speed to play and to be effective. and to continue to make plays. And I think I've illustrated that, you know, over the years, and as my, you know, speed, quote unquote, started to decline. So, you know, when you lose that speed, you have other things that you go to, and that's the mind, you know, being able to study and know the game, knowing what teams and defenders do before they even do them. You know, you counter off those before they even, you know that you're countering. So. So I still have, you know, my mind, still have my eyes, and I still have my quickness, and I still have some ability to still run, to allow me to, you know, to get open and again, you know, still be effective. So I'll lean on those things. I'll continue to fine tune those things and get better in those areas, and you know, and come to New England and see fit and fit in and do what I do.
Torrey, how much explanation did they give to you about how they run their offense? It seems like it's a game plan offense and changes week to week. Have you done similar things in terms of the option routes and everything else that they're teaching, whether it be in St. Louis or Jacksonville?
Yeah, I've been in a system where we've had some flexibilities in terms of option routes, you know, reading coverage, learning and reading coverage, and reacting instinctively, you know, as the game is played. And the Patriots, you know, their offensive scheme is complex, but it's fair, and it's fun. You know, it's for a receiver, it's definitely a system that you would enjoy being a part of. So you know, I look forward to it. You know, obviously, I have to come in and, you know, I have to learn some of the new terminology and some of the way they call and how they run routes and how they do things differently, and that's fine. That's all part of it. But a very, very successful offense, a unique offense, and they have a guy at the helm in Tom Brady who can orchestrate and put everybody in position to make ball plays. So you just have to, you know, learn your part as quickly as you can, know what you're doing, you know, communicate, and just go out and play fast and have fun.
Have you heard from any of the key members of this offense thus far?
I spoke with Falk. I spoke with him briefly. I spoke with Fred Taylor briefly. I had an opportunity to speak with Tom briefly, and those guys are they're a heck of a guys. I came in with Falk. We came out the same year, and so to see him still around and playing and still enjoying the game, I look forward to getting with him and working with him. Fred Taylor, I've had a lot of respect for. Obviously, Tom, having respect for him, and Randy, those guys. I saw Elderman yesterday when I was there. He and Matthew Slater. So I talked to those guys. So I had an opportunity to visit and talk with some of the guys on the offense, and everybody, you know, everybody is upbeat. Everybody seems to be excited about the upcoming year. So, you know, we look forward to getting back to work.
Sorry, I was speaking to somebody earlier today who covered you at NC State, and they had a lot to say about your work ethic there. And they mentioned that you picked tobacco. He texted me this information, so we didn't get into too much detail about when. Can you just flesh that detail out a little bit? Was that when you were a kid?
Yeah, I picked tobacco. You know, North Carolina's Tobacco Road. You know, there's a lot of tobacco there. And I picked tobacco when I was young, when I was middle school, high school. And it taught me a lot about work. You know, it taught me a lot about you know, toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, working as a team. So I learned a lot in the tobacco fields. My parents were hard workers. All of my family members are hard workers. And it just carried over into me. And I to this day, I still work hard. This morning I worked out. When I get out of the conference call with you guys, I'm going to stretch and I'm going to work out again. So, you know, that's all I know. You know, all I know, I enjoy working. I feel working hard and preparing just gives you an opportunity, you know, for success. And I'm thankful for those moments in the tobacco field, those sunny, hot days, those misty mornings, all that gunk and that sun beating down on you, those snakes chasing you through those tobacco fields and navigating with those guys. I guess that's where I may have gotten some of my quickness from. And then the ability to have the strong hands, you know, peeling those stalks off those tobacco, or peeling those leaves off those big, tough stalks in the tobacco field. If anybody out there pulled tobacco knows exactly what I'm talking about, you know, you build up some strength in those forearms and those hands. So a tremendous amount of respect for those fields. And, again, you know, it definitely gave me the foundation, I guess, of my work ethic. And I've carried that on from middle school, high school, prep school, college, into the National Football League. So very thankful for those moments.
Tori, I know you touched on this a little bit, but can you talk a little bit about the opportunity to play with a quarterback like Tom Brady?
I look forward to it. I think I said all offseason when I had an opportunity you know, to speak on it, I said that I wanted to play with an elite quarterback. And Tom is one of those guys. Now, it's a small fraternity of those guys in the National Football League. So that narrowed down my, you know, choices of teams. And I knew that, and that was fine. And a lot of those teams were already loaded. I was happy and fortunate enough to be able to join the Patriots. But I said I wanted to work with an elite quarterback. So I look forward to, you know, to this opportunity. You know, you're talking about a guy who's, I mean, he's tough. He's passionate. He's well respected by his teammates. I see that from the outside looking in. Kind of got that feeling yesterday being in the building. The respect that he garners there, the respect that he garners across the National Football League. So, you know, when you got somebody like him at the helm, you know you got an opportunity of winning some games on Sunday. So so I look forward to it. And I understand his work ethic and his commitment to film study, improving every day, every year, is outstanding. It's bar none. And I just look forward to being around, you know, that energy that he provides and that leadership and that excellence that he exudes. I really look forward to being around that.
Tori, you talked about the complexity of the Patriots offense. After spending so much your career with St. Louis and then learning a new offense in Jacksonville, what can you take from that experience when you come to the Patriots in terms of familiarizing yourself with this new offense and getting yourself ready to be a part of it?
Well, in St. Louis, we ran the number system, and I ran that number system when I was in college, so that transition was rather smooth. And in St. Louis, we had to, you know, you had to learn X, Y, and Z, and L. You know, you had to learn all the receiver positions. Jacksonville, they ran more of a number system, but they ran more of a word system. You know, they called things by, you know, by more verbiage. And in New England, they have more of a verbiage system. I would say probably, you know, it's not a lot of numbers in their system, but. So I'll be able to draw from both, you know, from St. Louis as well as Jacksonville. You know, a lot of teams in the National Football League run some of the same concepts in terms of routes. You know, it's just worded and said differently. So, you know, obviously that would be a challenge. But in terms of recognizing the concepts in terms of routes and how things are done, I can kind of pick up on that fairly quickly. It would just be for me, the challenge would be learning the language, learning Tom, seeing what it is that he expects, play after play, what he's thinking, you know, those types of things. You learn that when you get out there on the football field and you start to practice with him. So, you know, it'll be a challenge, I'm sure, you know, early on. But, you know, if you're passionate and you love football and you want to go out and help the team and be a part of it, you know, you'll learn it and you'll learn it pretty quickly. So I'm up for it. I'm up for the challenge, and you know, I just have to have to stay in my playbook and stay on top of my homework and try to learn this thing and try to become part of it as quickly as I can.
Any more questions, guys?
Just one, Stace. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say how long did it take for you to get over hating the New England Patriots after February 4th, 2002.
You know what? To be honest with you, I never hated the Patriots. I honestly can say that. I never hated the Patriots. And that was I'll never get over that loss to them in the Super Bowl, because it takes so much to get there and then to lose that game. You know, it hurts. You know, you
you know, it hurts to get to the big game and to lose. But in terms of hating them, I don't hate anybody. I wasn't raised that way, and I never thought that way. So never did I hate them, but I always look forward to the opportunity of playing them again. You know, when I was on other teams, you know, and now I look forward to joining them and hopefully winning some ball games this year and see how it goes.
Hey, thanks for that.
No problem.
We'll take a final question if anyone has one.
Tori, this is Mike Reese from ESPNBoston.com, and I was just curious, you might have mentioned it, I hopped on a little bit late here. What was the interest from other teams? Did anything get serious with anyone else in your free agency period here?
Yeah, I had some seriousness from a couple of other teams, and I weighed all the options and looked at all the pros and cons, but the New England Patriots situation and opportunity was looked and felt really good. You know, again, you're talking about an organization that's committed to winning, committed to working hard, committed to improving their organization, improving their football team, improving as players. I couldn't ask for nothing better than that. You know, being around guys that's going to challenge you physically, mentally, emotionally every day is something at this point in my career that I want to be a part of. And when they came to knocking and said, "Hey, there's an opportunity," I said, "Hey, man, I told my agent, let me talk it over with my family," and I did that, and got the response that I wanted, and said, "Hey, let's do it." And again, I'm humbled. I've always been humbled. I'm excited. I'm thankful and fortunate that the New England Patriots saw something in me and going to give me an opportunity to come and make that football team for the 2010 season.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much, Tori, for taking the time. We'll look forward to meeting you soon.
Yes, thank you very much. And you guys take care. See you guys soon.
All right.